Hour number two on this Saturday, Forest Company 1025-1063. The game broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We are brought to you by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger. LPL Financial Nashville is your partner for whatever your future holds. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you. Fun first hour. We did our NFL draft simulation. Connor chatted with Brad Gilmore ahead of WrestleMania this weekend. But let's get into our question of the day before we get back into the NFL draft. Our question today, courtesy of Jake Wallman, what is your biggest sports pet peeve? We'll get to some of your answers coming up. Again, 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But Connor Newt, what is your biggest sports pet peeve?
I've got a few. The biggest one for me is teams, particularly in football and basketball and hockey too, when two teams wear colors, like let's say the Preds and the Ducks are playing, the Preds wear gold and the Ducks wear orange.
Yeah.
Drives me insane.
So their home uniforms together.
Even alternates. Like in college basketball, I remember your Vols actually. It was the ACC-SEC Challenge. You guys wore black. Syracuse wore orange. It drove me insane. I can't stand it. This is the traditionalist in me. In football, the home team wears color, the road team wears white. In basketball, the home team wears white, the road team wears colors. Figure it out. The other one for me is when teams wear colors that aren't their own. Like, a lot of these, especially in the NBA, a lot of these city edition jerseys are just colors that have nothing to do with the franchise. Like, the Grizzlies were red. I can't stand it. There are other ones, too. But that is insane to me, and from a fan perspective, when you go to a game and you're cheering and the people in front of you start yelling at you to stop cheering, I'm like, dude, I paid money to be here and cheer. Like, it's a Rupp Arena experience for sure. I know Neyland has that a lot too.
Yeah, so it's like if you're going to the game, you don't have to cheer, but don't be upset if other people around you are standing and cheering.
It's the whole point. I paid my money.
Yeah.
It's a definition of a fan, a fanatic.
Right.
You're a fanatic of the sport, the team.
That's why the Masters won't let you say fan, because they're not fanatic. They're patrons.
They're patrons.
They are patrons. Patrons of the sport.
I learned that last week.
Yeah.
Christian told me.
Yeah, and it's the first nine and the second nine, the front and the back nine.
Speaking of that, I forgot to make an announcement at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Christian and I, obviously, we have the podcast together, Ring Knowers.
Oh, yes.
We have a WrestleMania special. It'll be out after the show once I post it.
All right.
Tomorrow from 8 to 9 a.m., you can hear it right here on 102.5 The Game on air.
How about
as long as I remember to get it on air.
Yeah. No, I'll get it.
No,
I'll do
kidding.
It tonight. someone will do it. Yeah. It'll be on the air.
Well, congrats. That's pretty
yes,
cool.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah,
excited
awesome.
For that. 8 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. So if you haven't had enough of Connor Newt, you can get more tomorrow.
There's you will. Trust me. Everyone has enough of me.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jake Wallman. You asked the question, Jake, what is your biggest sports pet peeve?
I've got a couple as well.
All right.
First one, so it's the broadcaster in me. Whenever I hear somebody say the lower number first in a score.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like 24-21.
I got in trouble for that
35.
One time here.
It really, really bugs me.
I got in trouble for that because Teaser told me, hey, when we're tweeting Preds, make sure you always post the Preds, their score first. So it would be like, Preds are down 1-4. And then Chase got on me one time. He's like, hey, you know you don't do that, right?
Yeah. No, always the leading score first.
I try to not correct people when they do that, but it just like, it gnaws at me inside.
Did you know the Braves won 4-6 last night?
Yeah, it just doesn't sound right.
It just caught him. It took him like 3 seconds around like dying.
No, I was just trying to be like, Frazier, what are you doing? Stop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then the second one is when somebody gets a term wrong. I went to school with a kid in elementary school whenever we would play like football at recess. And he'd be like, no, you're out of balance. And trying to say out of bounds.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude.
I mean, you were
no.
kids, though.
Like, yeah, but it's just like, know the terms. Come on.
Yeah. If you're listening to a broadcast or something and somebody gets something wrong, I can see that getting on people's
yeah,
nerves.
Yeah, Carl. Get it together, man.
Let's go to our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Eric wants to chime in on the question of the day. Eric, good morning. Go ahead.
I know this is probably going to sound petty on my life, on my part, guys, but to me, the thing that really is my pet peeve, and I know a lot of people probably not going to like this, is when players are trying to keep streaks alive. And what I mean by that is, and I'll give you two prime examples, in the NFL, like, for some reason, a player wants to come in for player two and then go out, like, keep a consecutive game streak alive or get a catch or stuff like that. Or, like, in what had recently happened in the NBA, where a player had something like over 600 game streak or whatever it was. He came in and played 5-6 seconds and then went out.
Yeah, it was Mikal Bridges.
Yeah. And stuff like that just irritates me. People say, well, if he played long, if he got hurt. Well, still, you can get hurt just coming in for those few plays. Then what are you going to say? I mean, to me, either play or don't play. I mean, I get it. You don't want to get guys hurt. I get it. Meaningless games. But to me, if you're trying to keep a streak alive, I want it to be at least in a meaningful game. To just come in for a couple of plays, play, and then to get that catch, get that start streak, and then go out. I mean, to me, the argument that, well, if you play longer, you get hurt, doesn't hold water to me, because you could get hurt just for the few plays that you're in there. So that makes no sense to me. But that's mine, guys. Y'all take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Yep, thanks for the call, Eric. It's a good one. I mean, yeah, Mikal Bridges.
Is that a player thing, though? That's more of an organizational
thing. Yeah, like Mikal Bridges had played like 500 and something straight games, and the last game of the season, they didn't want him to get hurt. So he started, immediately fouled 2 seconds into the game, and then went to the bench and was done.
I wanted to ask Eric, and I wonder if he can text in. I wonder if he also doesn't like it when guys are trying to meet an incentive.
Yeah. But that's money in their pocket, though.
I think that's still an organization. Like, I'm thinking of Josh Allen this past season.
Yeah, Josh Allen.
Like, that was...
Came in, played one snap,
they literally
and then
ran said
off.
The press conference the week before, McDermott came up and say, hey, Josh is going to literally play one snap and we're going to get him out.
Yeah. I know...
They're locked in as the two seed.
Right, like, right.
There's I know no point. Mike Evans, he also could have sat out, like, part of the game last, you know, at the end of the year last year. He had, like, that, like, 5-catch, 80-yard mark he had to meet.
85 yards.
Yeah.
Well, also, too, is that he is at 1,000 yards receiving every year he's been in the league. So
yeah.
He was trying to do a career benchmark. Mm-hmm.
I was just, you know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It was a little double whammy. It had a career incentive along with a contract incentive, too. So.
All right, Nick Frazier, quickly, what is your sports pet peeve?
On delay.
My biggest thing that I don't like is when you're at a game with somebody and they're like, hey, can I have a bite of that? And they reach over four people.
Yeah.
Can we not?
What about the people that get up in the middle of the play?
Yeah.
That too. I have a big issue. Like, sometimes I like to eat nachos at a game, especially a baseball game. Hey, can I have one of those? And they just grab it.
Yeah.
And then the cheese or the salsa goes all over people's shorts. I'm like, come on.
It's more awkward when you don't know those people.
Well, I try to.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I try to go to events where I know the people. Let's put it that way. My second thing, I hate to say this, but when I hear somebody smacking their food behind me at a game, I can't.
These are just life pet peeves Nick's got that he's putting into a sports context.
Well,
don't do a Cats game then.
Well, I'm good. I hear somebody behind me go. I'm like, listen.
Yeah.
But your lips don't have to smack like that. I'm sorry. Like,
can I give you a local one?
Sure.
Stop whistling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
You know exactly who you are.
It's a tradition. My sports pet peeve is, and it's more about the fans and the analysts, the people who complain about the fumble into the end zone being a touchback. That bothers me so much.
It's the rule.
What else should it be? If you fumble the ball, that's on you. Make sure it stays in bounds, and if you recover it in the end zone, it's a touchdown. But if it goes out of bounds, there's no one to blame but you. Put it the 20, it's the other team's ball. I'll never understand why people say that's the worst rule in sports. It makes sense. Don't fumble the ball, and you don't have to worry about it. That's my sports pet peeve.
I mean, we could go all day with
this
one.
We could, but we have to move on. If you do have any thoughts on this, on a sports pet peeve, you can still text or call 615-737-1025. But we got to get back into the draft. We spent a lot of time on the Titans day two, but it is now 5 days away from night one of the draft in Green Bay when Cam Ward becomes a Titan. We'll talk about what we want to hear from Cam Ward and the Titans brass next week, coming up on Forrest Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It's time for the 4th Annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament benefiting Folds of Honor, presented by Gary Force Acura. Cromwell Media, along with partners Fox 17, Outfront Media, and Social Indoor, are proud to announce we will be back at Hermitage Golf Course on Thursday, May 29th, to make a difference while having a great time. You can join us and a few guest media members, athletes, and musicians as we raise money for Folds of Honor. Donations will go to provide life-changing scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. You can sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Force Company, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. We're going to get back into the NFL draft here in just a second. But first, let's go back to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Our good friend Kenny the Mailman is on the line, wanting to talk about what his biggest sports pet peeve is. Kenny, good morning. What you got for us today?
Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Great.
Excellent. First of all, do y'all realize how happy I am? Y'all have been on the air for a year now.
It is crazy. We can't believe it. It's flown by.
Thank you, Kenny.
Yeah. Actually, I'm happier than Joe Dubin with the free dinner coupon to Golden Corral.
Oh, man.
Y'all make my day. Now, I do have one pet peeve. I love watching pro football. I love watching quarterbacks. But the minute they cross the line of scrimmage, I realize sometimes they have to run. But if they cross the line of scrimmage, I hate that they're allowed to slide, because the hardest thing in the world is to play defense and to chase them and get so close to them and then them go, don't hit me, not it. if they get close to out of bounds and want to run out of bounds, that's fine. But no safe sliding for baseball. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Kenny. Thanks for the call. No, that's it's a good point that these quarterbacks, it's like they want to run and do the Josh Allen thing and, you know, get as many yards as possible. But then as soon as a player comes towards them, they're flopping and flailing trying to get the 15-yard penalty.
So, I forgot to give you the granddaddy of them all real quick.
Go ahead.
People that have two teams in the same league.
Yeah. No. That's a good point.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Lots of sports pet peeves. Another texter on our text line says their biggest current pet peeve in sports has to do with broadcasters. Broadcasters saying verse instead of versus, saying it's like Titans verse Jags instead of versus. Yeah, it's a good one. That's something that, you know, an eight-year-old, it's like, oh, who are you versing tonight? They use that as a verb. No, that is not correct. Versus, who are the Titans playing? Oh, they're playing the Jags. Titans versus Jags. That's a good one. Let's get back into the draft here. 5 days away from round one in Green Bay, the Titans will be on the clock, in 4.5 days or so.
Okay.
It's what, 7 o'clock Central is when the draft starts? So
out there in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We're getting close. And I don't know about all the other shows on this station and abroad, but this show has been telling you for over a month that Cam Ward is going to be the number one pick. Feels like we got some more confirmation of that this week, thanks to Cam Ward's Fortnite streams. I was laughing so hard at Cam Ward this week. Just the NFL, every year, the number one pick is pretty much known. Like, it's very rare that you head into the NFL draft not feeling 99% confident who the number one pick is going to be. But the NFL doesn't like people spoiling the first 30 minutes of their biggest reality television show of the offseason. And Cam Ward just going onto Twitch and yelling, "Tighten up, chat! Tighten up!" And asking what uniform combination the Titans are going to wear week one.
It is hilarious.
I mean, it's funny. But again, this show's been telling you since, you know, the middle of March that it was Cam Ward. And now we finally get to see it in 5 days.
I'm going to just throw it out there. What if it's a whole troll job? What if he's in on everything?
That would be hilarious if the Titans trade back.
I mean,
back.
We'd look back on it objectively and laugh.
I would laugh at it. Yeah. I want Cam Ward, but I would laugh if the Titans pulled off, I would say, the best smokescreen of all time.
Yeah, they take Travis Hunter. Could you imagine?
Or
Shador.
No, it's Cam Ward. It's going to be Cam Ward. The Titans have... Everything that they've done this offseason has pointed you towards Cam Ward. And again, I've tried to shut down every texter who texts in, "We need to trade back. He's not worth the first overall pick. How about you go watch him play and then come back to me?"
Well, you know where that comes from, right?
Yeah.
That comes from weekdays 2 to 6.
Yes.
Since we're pumping out. You know.
I understand. And I give Jared credit. He did say
that he thinks Cam Ward has the tools to be a star. It's whether he's going to be able to thrive in this situation. And I understand Jared's concerns there, but every time I watch more of Cam Ward, the more I think that this dude is a surefire number one pick. I watched the Syracuse game this week, and that's a game he lost. Big game. Would have gone to the ACC championship if they had won that game. And if you watch that game, if you say that it's Cam Ward's fault that they lost that game, you just have not watched. Elijah Arroyo, I believe, fumbled, and it was taken back for a scoop and score. He hit two receivers wide open in the end zone, and they dropped it. Like, Cam Ward played great in that game. So
maybe to go back to the draft board about Arroyo, I don't know. Got to think about that
one.
It's
one play. It's one play. But I just can't wait. I think Cam Ward is a worthy number one pick, and the Titans are putting themselves in a position to possibly have a franchise quarterback moving forward and maybe finally hit on a top five quarterback or first-round pick quarterback for the first time since Steve McNair.
Let's hope. I mean, we all know what the Titans cannot do, and that's develop a quarterback. So hopefully Cam Ward is already there when it comes to the capabilities of being a top-tier quarterback. I think he'll develop with players around him, not through the coaching staff.
Yeah.
I know that sounds kind of terrible to say, but, you know, just hopeful that Cam Ward is the answer.
Well, we mentioned during the draft simulation that Connor and I talked to TD this week, and Teron said that he thinks bringing Quandre Diggs back would be big. And Quandre, I believe, is he his cousin?
Yes.
Yeah, he was on that stream.
He was on the Fortnite stream this week, yes. I think that's a low-risk, high-reward move to bring Quandre Diggs back. A guy who is, what?
You are you serious?
Yeah, he was on the stream. He was on. Yeah, yeah.
So did he have just like a bunch of people on the stream together?
Yeah. And
it's his buddies.
That's funny.
It was funny because he deleted the first one, which made you think.
And then he went out and did it.
Yeah, which made you think like somebody said like, hey, don't go out there and just say that Treylon Burks is a top four wide receiver in the NFL.
He streamed like 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Like first two, he was playing Fortnite. Yesterday, he was playing college football in which he was playing Miami versus Colorado. And scored a touchdown.
And started singing, perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Which is Shador's song.
Only issue I have with all this is Cam Ward the next Kyler Murray.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, do we need to put time limits on his iPad so he watches film?
Y'all know we did that little draft last year with fantasy football.
And you took Kyler.
I took Kyler Murray. If Cam Ward's the next Kyler Murray, I guess this is the next generation. Let's go.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We're talking Cam Ward, who is going to be the Titans' first overall pick coming up on Thursday in Green Bay. On the other side, there is I want to hear something from the Titans brass. And we didn't hear it when the Titans took Will Levis. And I want to hear it from the Titans brass. Whether it's it won't be Tuesday when they do their pre-draft press conference, but after they pick Cam Ward, I want them to go to the podium and say one thing. We'll get to that coming up next here on Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL draft coverage on The Game Nashville Sports Network. We will be broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Madison on April 24th and on Friday, April 25th, live from Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar in East Nashville. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. each day, presented by Hardee's, Parman Tractor and Equipment, Twin Peaks, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Shane Company, and Professional Home Improvements. Thursday is on 102.5 The Game and Friday on Sports Talk 830. Force Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman alongside you. Getting into the NFL draft, and the Titans are going to take Cam Ward on Thursday, make him the number one overall pick and the hopeful franchise quarterback for this team. I want to hear from the Titans brass, from Brinker, Borgonzi, and Callahan, that this is their guy, and he's been their guy for months. And I know it's probably all just eyewash at that point. Like they could just be saying it to say it. But it really frustrated me 2 years ago when the Titans traded up to take Will Levis, and Rand Carthon went to the podium and said, "Well, it's just good value, you know. Roll the dice, play the board. You know, he was a guy that we thought was undervalued, so we went and got him." It's like, no, if you draft a quarterback at 33, go tell me that you thought he was the guy and you had to go get him. Like, if the Titans are taking quarterback number one overall, I want to hear that there was no doubt in their mind this guy checked every box for them. And again, it may not be true, but if you're going to invest in him with the number one overall pick, he better be the guy that you are expecting to lead your franchise for the next decade.
I'll disagree with you. I don't have to hear anything from them.
Really?
I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear the same sunshine pump, everything is great speech I always hear. Just go play football. I don't care. I don't want to hear, you know, he was our guy. I see what you're doing now. He was our guy. We loved him from the start. I don't care if you loved him from the start or not. You have him now. So just go play football. Between the hashes, football, Nick Frazier.
Goal line to goal line.
Welcome. Goal line to goal line. We trim the hedges.
Welcome to the staff. Appreciate it.
It frustrated me when they basically was like, oh, Will Levis, like, yeah, he was there. He was value. Like, we felt like he was undervalued, so we went up and got him. I'm like, no, tell me, if you're picking a quarterback that high, he's the guy. He needs to be the guy. And I understand, I don't want the sunshine pumping of, they don't need to come out and say, we think he's Jaden Daniels. We think he can have the same impact and get us to the AFC Championship game.
I say
this
as coming from training camp last year, where every single day was, you know, you get up to the podium, and we love how Nicholas Petitfrere is going to fit into our system. He's a great player, and he is worth that third pick. And we see how that turned out.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
It's the same thing with L'Jarius Sneed. You know, his knees are completely healthy. He is going to be a lockdown corner for us this year. Give me one play where L'Jarius Sneed proved he was worth the amount of money you paid him.
Yeah.
Just one.
No, I understand. What they say doesn't matter all that much, but I just think you should have some, trying to think of the word. You should back up.
If substance.
Some substance to the pick. If you're taking a guy at number one, go up there and have some oomph behind it.
To add on to that, you make a great point. You know, if you're a team like the Titans that are, they have a loss of identity, a loss of direction, and you bring in all these people, be stern with the direction and culture you're taking, and have that guy you're drafting be a part of that, but have him exude all of the, like you're saying, substance of what you want that to be. Because if you're drafting a guy off of certain substance and certain assets that you think can really help you on offense, but it's not a part of your culture, then why are you drafting the guy? That two things have to go together. They have to tango. It takes two to tango. You have to have both. I just hope the Titans brass can understand that, and hopefully there's not a, you know, disconnect somewhere. Because if there's a disconnect, we're just going to see another cycle of, well, draft a really good quarterback and didn't do much.
Yeah, and I mean, you're taking him number one overall. Titans have never taken a quarterback number one overall, correct?
Yeah, Mariota was two, right?
Have they ever used the number one overall pick?
No, because they've only had it one other time.
And they traded it in 2016. Yeah. So, yeah, Titans, you're taking Cam Ward. He is now the face of your franchise. They need to go up there and talk about him like he is that, because that is what he's going to be heading into the new stadium. Big night on Thursday night. Titans are going to start it off at 1. What else do you guys think we're going to see on Thursday night? I know 2 and 3 are starting to look a little bit more clear as we move towards Thursday, but I think there could be some shakeups in that top 10 on Thursday.
Well, first off, you want to talk sunshine pump and look out for pick number 4. Whoever they take is going to be the greatest player of all time on the offensive line.
we would have taken him number 1 overall if we could have.
Yep. I mean, it's going to be the most Mike Vrabel pick you've ever seen in your life. They're going to take Will Campbell, who IDs as a, say it with me now, guard. Wow, we just,
that was great,
deafened in the entire area of Nashville. Anyways, they're going to take Will Campbell, and they're going to pump him kind of like they did Peter Skoronski. We would have taken him in the top 5 if we had a chance. Mm-hmm. And then he'll turn out to be a subpar, average guy, you know.
I think Will Campbell's a good player, but yeah, this draft, it feels like there's 3 guys who are worthy of top picks. Ward, because he's a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter and Carter. Mm-hmm. Those are your, like,
blue chip,
worthy of maybe the number one overall pick guys. And then there's a big drop-off after that. It feels like from 4 to maybe, like, 12, there's another tier where you have your guys like Campbell and Genty and Mason Graham and that kind of group. Mm-hmm. And then from, like, 12 to 60, it's all kind of the same.
Yeah, it's kind of a potluck of
starting level players.
Good players you could rotate in.
But I don't think there's going to be a huge difference between what the Cowboys take at 14 and what the Titans get at 35.
That's another thing I'm excited for. I'm excited to see how the Cowboys screw this one up, too. Yeah. They're going to take the one position they don't need.
Yeah, honestly. Probably draft a kicker
yeah.
in the second round. I don't know. You make a good point, too, about just how things are going to shake out Thursday night. I was listening to Jim White when he came on with Chase McJoe. Obviously, you know, produces their show and stuff. But
you do?
Yeah, I think I do.
You sometimes. Listen?
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. You know, whatever.
You call in sometimes?
Yeah, every once
first
in a while.
First time, long time?
Well, yeah.
Long time, first
call
time.
Me Ron. Anyways, I think, you know, Jim made a point about, you know, Borgonzi and Brinker have talked about gaining that draft capital. So I'm curious, I'm not saying Titans are going to, you know, trade off of their second round pick, but I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of did something similar to what we did with ours, where like it was you trade back from 30 to 40,
right?
Something like
move
that.
Move back a handful of spots where you still feel like you can get
right
one of those guys you want. Like I felt like between at 35, you guys were looking at Burden and Landon Jackson, and it's like, all right, if we trade down five spots, do we think one of those guys is going to be there?
Right.
And it worked out. So I wonder if that is something the Titans are going to do. I'm wondering how many trades we're going to get. Because right now, I think this is the first time in a long time that every team owns their first-round pick right now.
Yeah. Mm. And it doesn't sound like many teams are super excited to trade into that,
right.
that top five, maybe top ten area. Like, everyone seems like, yeah, we'll take the best available option of what we need. So,
yeah. Because it's starting to look like the Browns are set on Travis Hunter. Mm-hmm. Giants are set on Abdul Carter. Do you really see maybe somebody who really wants Ashton Jeanty or something trades up to try and get in front of Vegas? Because I think running backs are the easiest picks to telegraph in the draft. Like you could see a mile away in
because they have a short not leash, but like a short prime,
right? But
a short lifespan at the position.
Was it 2017 when McCaffrey went? Like, everybody and their mom knew that McCaffrey was going to the Panthers.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, everybody knew that Bijan Robinson was going to the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Like, those ones feel easy to pick. Right now, it's looking, Jeanty's going to be a Raider. But could maybe somebody try and get up to the Jaguars pick at five if they really think Jeanty could be a game changer?
He mentioned him earlier. Cowboys. See what they're going
to do. Honestly, I could see that. Yeah. That's a splash.
I don't know if Jerry would take the risk, though.
Well, here's the deal. He's going to either have to pay Micah Parsons buka amount of money, or he's got to make a deal of thinking, well, we got to get a running back and see if Dak can kind of, you know, sort everything out that way.
I wouldn't hate that. I don't think it's impossible. I think Will Campbell is like 95% chance going to go to the Patriots. I don't think it's impossible that Vrabel goes Jeanty.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, those Vrabel Titans teams... Without Derrick Henry, they were nothing.
You're not
wrong. I mean, there was talent in those teams, but they don't get nearly as far as
that
they do without Derrick Henry.
Because you would have Jeanty, who is sort of like a Derrick Henry type of player.
Right.
Then you have Ramondre Stevenson, who is a DeMarco Murray kind of player.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate it.
I think the only issue with Ramondre Stevenson is that he's injury prone. But besides that, I think he's a decent, you know, trade away Stevenson to... What I guess the Raiders at that point, or whoever else you
Steelers,
want
to... Steelers, somebody.
You know what my professor told me the other day? Huh. This is really off topic. Huh. Players get offended when you use the term injury prone.
Really?
Yeah. Well, sorry. Well,
I'll say Ramondre Stevenson has ball security issues.
Okay.
Instead, he
Listen,
fumbles the ball too much.
So does Frazier.
Ramondre Stevenson, I don't fumble the ball too much. Two hands on the football, please. Look, Stevenson, I'm telling you right now, this is my last promo because it's WrestleMania.
He looks directly in the
I'm going to tell you this. You put two hands on that football, you get that stick'em, put it right here on your gloves and your arms, you're not losing the football. You
five
stay in between the hashes, and you go goal line to goal line. You're scoring in the end zone.
Brother.
Red zone is yours.
We need a counter
Simple
on...
Simple as that.
Hash mark to hash mark.
Because this is football. Line. It's football.
I want you and John Gruden in the same room talking to each other. Football, man. I love it.
We need better execution.
Good God.
Sorry.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Excited for draft week, and we will make our predictions for the draft coming up next. What's going to be a big surprise on Thursday night? Who are the Titans going to take on Friday night? We will ask those questions, and we'll also do a wild card. Wrap up the show after this on our special 1 year anniversary edition of Force Company on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Wrapping up the show here on Force Company, our 1 year anniversary of the show starting back on April 20th of last year. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. Going to make some picks here. As we head into draft week, the next time we are on the air, the Titans will have, at the minimum, made two picks. Number one overall, and then whatever they do on day two. I will not be with you next week. I have to be out of town. But I believe I will be able to call in for a segment. So hopefully we can all react together sometime.
You're just a busy man.
Yeah.
You're like Sabrina Carpenter. Busy woman.
Let's yes, say, that's me. Yes.
He paused like, in what way? I was like, wait a minute.
After that, I can't think of... there's one more weekend I'm out of town over the summer. But after that, I feel like that's pretty much it. So we'll have the whole show
over
together,
over the past year. Which of the three of us has been here the most?
Frazier, I would guess.
Yeah, I think you've only missed...
like one or two, and you called two. In or zoomed in for most of them.
Yeah,
called from Vegas, did a full show on I-65. where else? I did one show in Florida.
There will always have the one show where it was supposed to be me, you, and Keezer, and you guys just... died in Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah.
I had to carry Stillman and Company by myself.
For 2 hours. Oh.
Pretty, I remember that. I produced that show.
Yeah, you did.
That was gold.
Yeah, I had to miss a few during Vandy basketball season and a couple last summer. But yeah, I've probably, out of the three of us, I've missed the most.
I can only think of one or two I've missed, too.
Had that extra scoop of ice cream in Kentucky.
Yeah, yep. I went to Oxford, but I called in both of those shows.
I've done a few Zoom shows. I did the Zoom show from home when
your car.
There was one a couple months ago when I was dying. I was on my deathbed with the flu.
Right. Yeah.
I remember that one.
So I think I've missed the most, and I will be out again next week, but I will call in and we'll react to day one and two of the Titans draft. Let's get into some picks. There's always a surprise, right? Like last year, Michael Penix going eighth was big.
We knew about that, though. Rand did.
Rand knew about it. We didn't know about it. the most accurate board he's ever seen.
Oh, yeah. They hit on everything.
What's going to be a big surprise on Thursday night? And actually, I want to go first here because I feel like someone's going to steal it. I make the rules.
Yes, because that's how the draft works, too.
In between the hash marks.
I think Jalen Milroe is going to go in the first round.
Oh.
Just why would he be invited? He's going to sit. Is he invited just to sit in the green room for 2 days straight? I don't think so. I think somebody's going to trade into the first round, take a shot on the athletic ability and the arm talent, and they're going to take Jalen Milroe late in the first round.
I could see it. Like the Steelers or someone like that.
I think it would be somebody like trading in.
Mm.
Like think of, or honestly, you know, a team that makes a lot of sense? The Rams at 26.
Yeah.
Give Milroe 2 years to just sit behind Matthew Stafford.
And maybe the best system in the NFL.
Right, with McVay teaching him for 2 years. That'll be my bold prediction. The Rams take Jalen Milroe.
Interesting. I could see Seattle with Jalen Milroe. Like a backup
behind
situation.
Darnold.
Yeah. I'd see my bold prediction. I think Jaxson Dart gets drafted over Shedeur Sanders. Ooh. And I think Shedeur Sanders slips into the second round.
Wow, doesn't get picked on Thursday night.
Yeah, because he's not invited to the green room. I didn't see his name.
They're going to watch it in Colorado. Oh,
what will the comments be from Deion?
Oh, you know, just waiting for the best spot to go.
Yeah.
This wouldn't happen if his name wasn't Sanders.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be a third round pick if his name wasn't Sanders.
Yeah, not bad. But that's what I think.
Connor,
I
think slip second. Bold prediction?
Oh, I'm going to say Matthew Golden gets selected over McMillan.
Oh, that's a good one.
As receiver.
I think that is definitely a bold prediction because I think McMillan is favored. But I'm kind of with you. I think teams are going to like the upside of Golden better than the red flags you're going to get with McMillan.
Mm, I think so. I'm not going to say top. I'm going to say around that 15-16 area is where you might see it.
I like it. Jake Wallman, bold prediction.
You guys have all taken offensive players, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep with the trend. I think Travion Henderson gets drafted in the first round.
I'm with that, too.
Mm.
Yeah. He's a...
running back two, probably.
It's him or Amarian Hampton.
Yeah.
For that running back two spot.
Yeah,
so.
There are some teams that need a running back. I could see him go to the Steelers.
Yeah. I could see three running backs going in the first round on Thursday. I think it'll be at least two, but could see three. Who are the Titans going to take in the second round? This could be at 35 or a trade back. Who do we think they're going to take?
I'll go. I'll say Landon Jackson. Okay. We took him in the second round about an hour ago.
Yep.
I love that pick for the Titans. You need someone to hit the quarterback.
They do need a Harold Landry replacement.
Go get him.
Nick Frazier?
I'm torn because either the Titans draft somebody for familiarity, and they I think there are two things. Titans either trade away their second round pick and trade back and acquire more draft capital, and then draft Xavier Restrepo somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
Or they stick in that second round pick and draft a wide receiver that has zero familiarity but is really good. So like somewhere around a Luther Burden, Amir Abuka, or Jaden Higgins in that three range. So I'm not saying exactly which one it is, but somewhere.
One of those guys?
Yeah.
Jake Wallen?
Well, I like the pick of Landon Jackson. I still think I think they go wide receiver. I think Luther Burden is there at 35, if they stick at 35.
I want to go wishful thinking with Luther Burden because that's who I want. Yeah, I want Luther Burden.
I did too.
But I'm going to say Burden does go in the first round. I think somebody's going to take a chance on that guy in the first round. I'll go Jaden Higgins is the Titans' second round pick.
I think it's either receiver edge.
It has to be, right? Yeah. Like, where else are you going to get those players? Because right now you do not have a wide receiver two and you do not have an edge rusher.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you have Draymond Jones. Burks. Oh, right. Yes, that's
top
true.
Four
sorry.
Right, wide receiver, right, pal.
Slightly behind Jamar Chase. all right, let's wrap up with a wild card here. Nick Frazier.
Just the pick in the draft or just
no, 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 anything.
Whatever you want to do, my friend.
Well, go to Connor. I'm not
Connor,
really
go ready. Ahead.
Go ahead, Connor.
Okay, I'll go unconventional. John Cena is winning championship number 17 tonight, ooh, breaking the record.
Wow.
Or tomorrow.
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 I will go Pistons, upset Knicks in game one of their series coming up later today.
Oh, NBA playoffs going on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Start today.
That shows how great the NBA is. You didn't even know.
Jake Wallman, go ahead.
I'm going to stick with the Braves and the Twins. Frazier mentioned it earlier. Braves got a big win last night, 6-4. Not 4-6.
Right.
Let's make it two in a row, gentlemen.
Okay. I'm going to go with last but not least. I'm going to go Brendan Donovan to hit a home run against the Mets.
There you go.
So, he has like a 13, 14 game hit streak going on.
So, love it.
Yeah. He's a dog.
Donnie.
Great show, everybody. It's been a fun year. Fun first year of Force Company. Excited for year number two.
Indeed.
If they don't pull us off the air.
If
we get pulled off the air, who's to blame? Would it be me or you?
Well, shout
me,
out,
probably.
I'd say shout out to Kyle because he says that we're his favorite show on the station. So
yeah,
thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Hope everybody out there has a phenomenal Easter weekend. That'll do it for us. Plenty coming up on the Game Nashville Sports Network today. Vandy Baseball on the Game. Sounds Baseball on the Fan. Royals and Tigers coming up on the Fan as well. For Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Jake Wellman, I'm Jake Lyman. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace.